Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Hey, all the way at the end of explaining Halacha Beis in the article Tzuris Adaf. It's on Mem Gimel Beis, the bottom line with the words Ma'al Halak Nesh Alavtala. In the article Tzuris Adaf, it's on Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, about halfway through. And today's Av is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakom Maisha. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara asks Ma'al Halak Nesh Alavtala. What about on Yom Tif? Is it permitted to light a Ner of Avtala? Avtala is like Lashon of Bittul, meaning this candle, this lamp is for nothing. There's no purpose. He doesn't need it for light. He doesn't need it for cooking anything. He just wants to light it. Maybe it's because he wants to look fancy, that he has a lot of lamps in his house or something like that. The bottom line is he doesn't need this light. Is this allowed to be lit? And this is being asked even in Shitas Beis Hillel, whom we know from earlier in the Masechta a number of times already, that Shaloi Letzarech is not 100% Shaloi Letzarech. It just means it's Loi Letzarech Yomtif. Maybe it's not Letzarech cooking, but it has some sort of Tzarech. As opposed to this candle, this lamp, doesn't have any sort of Tzarech, so maybe it's not permitted. So the Gemara tells us, Memdan Omer Rav on top, Chizki Amar Asur. Chizki says, Asur to light such a candle. However, Masnisa Pligal Chizkiyo of a Brisa, it's not like Chizkiyo. What does it tell us? Quoting the pasuk, Lo Yisavar Ish B'Chomash Veisecha B'Yom HaShabbos. What do we learn from here? B'Shabbos Einat Mavir. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to light any fires. Avol Mavirat B'Yom Tif. You are allowed to light a fire in Yom Tif. Now, what's this referring to? In Tamer Devarim Shiyesh Ben Oichal Nefesh Anan Kaimin. If you want to say this Brisa is talking about things that are related to food, and that's what it's telling us, that you're allowed to light a fire on Yom Tif. Well, Lakshiv, we already have a pasuk that tells us Beferosh. Achasher Yochel Chol Nefesh Hulavad Yosel Lachem. And so this pasuk that you just quoted teaches us that you're allowed to light a fire on Yom Tif for food-related purposes. Elakinan kaimin b'ner shalav tala. It must be. What's this original pasuk telling us? Loisavarish b'chomash v'sechem yom haShabbos. That even if it's a ner shalav tala, it's for absolutely no reason. It's allowed to be lit on Yom Tif. Now, Or Ravuna, he tells us v'tanei taman, and was also taught over there in a brisa. B'shamay oisun b'shal matirin b'shamay asers and b'shal maters. And Rav Nachum Achad Rav Ila Bal Kum Rabbi Yechanan. He asked in front of Rabbi Yechanan, what's the psak over here regarding ner shalav tala? So Amalei told him loy tasev loy tishrei. You shouldn't aser it and you shouldn't permit it. Which means if someone comes to ask you a question, don't say it's aser and don't say it's mutter. Just leave it open. And moving on to Halacha Gimel. Now, from this Mishnah till the end of Masechta, we're going to be discussing Tchumen. We already know from this Masechta we mentioned previously and from other Masechtas as well that there's something called Tchum Shabbos, and that applies to Yom Tif, that a person's limited to walking 2,000 amas from their Makam Shvisa, from where their place of residence is, and that's usually considered either their house if they live in the middle of nowhere or the city that they live in, so they're only allowed to walk 2,000 amas from outside the city limits. Now, if a person wants to extend their Tchum so they can put an Eruv down 2,000 amas away in one particular direction, and then they're allowed to walk another 2,000 amas from where their Erev is, so that would allow them to walk 4,000 amas in one direction, but no amas in any other direction. And so now the Mishnah tells us, Habahema v'akelim karagli abaylim. Animals and kelim are just like the feet of the owner. Wherever the owner is allowed to go, so that's where his animals and his kelim are allowed to be brought. So if he has just a regular tchum of 2,000 amas in every direction, that's where his animals and kelim are allowed to go. But if he, let's say, made himself an Erev towards the north of the city, for example, and he's allowed to walk 4,000 amas towards the north, but no amas towards south, east, or west, so his animals and kalim aren't allowed to go there either. Another din, hamaser behemte libnoy l'raya, harehu karaglov, if he gives his animal over to his son or to the shepherd to watch, it's just like him, his animal, so it's limited to where he's allowed to go. Also, kalim hamyuchadun le'echad mino achim she'abayis, kalim that are unique, they're special for just one of the brothers in the house, it belongs to him, it's his stuff, it's his kalim, so harehu karaglov, they're like his feet, they're allowed to be brought wherever that brother's allowed to go. But v'she'en miyuchadin, if they're not miyuchid, they're allowed to be used by everyone in the house, harehu k'makam shehalchin, so then they're just like the place where everyone's allowed to go. So if everyone in the house has the same place, all the same 2,000 amos like regular, so this keli's allowed to be brought there as well. However, if let's say one of the brothers decided to make an Eruv towards the north of the city in our example, and he's allowed to go 4,000 amos in that direction, but no amos in any other direction, so this keli is stuck. It's not allowed to be taken out of the house, because one brother's allowed to go here, other brother's allowed to go there, and the keli's allowed to be used by everyone, so it actually has to stay where it is and can't be brought out of the house. Says the Gemara, clarifying the case where he gave his animal to the shepherd, Masniso b'shemaser loy b'yomtif. The Mishnah is talking about where he gave his animal to the shepherd on Yom Tif, and therefore the animal is still connected to the owner. Avol maser loy me'erev Yom Tif, karagli haroya. If he gave his animal to the shepherd before Yom Tif, so that means already when Yom Tif came in, it was in the possession of the shepherd, so the animal's allowed to go where the shepherd's allowed to go. It's not connected to the owner. Further clarification of this is b'shiyashom roya acher, that's proper girsa, is only referring to when there's another shepherd, meaning there's multiple shepherds in the city, and therefore when he gives the animal to the shepherd on Yom Tif, it's only then that it, so to speak, joins the reshus of the shepherd. And since that happened on Yom Tif, it's still connected to the owner. Avol ein shem roya acher, if there's no other shepherd, there's only one shepherd in the city, karagli habakar. So then actually the animal has the din of the bakar, which literally means a herdsman, which is a person who takes care of larger animals like cows and oxen. But it's the same idea over here. We're just going to translate it as shepherd. In other words, when there's only one shepherd in the city, so it's obvious that he's going to be using that shepherd for offers babysitting services on Yom Tov, and therefore, even though he gave him the animal on Yom Tov, it was as if it was ready in the Rishus of the shepherd before Yom Tov, and therefore, the animal is just allowed to follow wherever the shepherd is allowed to go. And Vitani, can't we have a breast just like this? If he gave his animal over to the herdsman, even though he didn't tell the person beforehand he's giving it to him on Yom Tov, the animal has the din of the bakar, of the herdsman, of the shepherd, because again, it's the only one in town, so he's the only one that provides his animal babysitting services. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalet. Continuing with this, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.